For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Inflation is still chipping away at paychecks, and economic projections are mixed. Forecasts are calculated on the monthly CPI, Consumer Price Index, based on how much is paid for food, housing, and other goods. But prices rural folks pay are not included, leaving out data on 14% of the population, or around 46 million people.
We don't know how they're affected, and that's the issue. It's hard to respond with policy if we don't know what's happening there.
Professor Tessa Conroy with the University of Wisconsin conducted research with Stefan Weiler at Colorado State University. Weiler says rural residents have less discretionary income because, by necessity, they spend more on transportation. He believes consumer expenses evaluated by the CPI should include actual costs in rural areas.
Just because you're in a place that has disadvantages shouldn't mean that you're also disadvantaged by the system as a whole.
Rural hospitals are bracing for a financial hit as the COVID health emergency is set to end this May, placing further strain on providers and their patients. Xander Brown has more.
According to the Department of Health and Human Services, a projected 15 million people will be removed from Medicaid coverage. This includes those who no longer qualify and those that may not know everyone needs to re-enroll to maintain eligibility. Brock Slaybach is COO of the National Rural Health Association.
We still haven't fixed some of the underlying problems, especially in the 11 states that didn't pass Medicaid expansion.
The transition will be difficult for already struggling rural hospitals.
This creates potential uncollectible account because these individuals likely would not be able to pay if it weren't for the Medicaid program.
Though additional reimbursement for treating COVID patients will end, major Medicare telehealth services and some other COVID-era supports like COVID tests will be covered through 2024. I'm Xander Brown.
With or without loan forgiveness, student debt is climbing toward $2 trillion. California's College Corps is offering some relief. Started last year, it allows students to receive up to $10,000 in exchange for 450 community service hours.
Students share how they're only able to stay in college because of the financial support that this program provides.
John Friday, the state's chief service officer, says 3,200 students have participated so far. Over half were first generation, and 4 out of 5 were people of color. To earn service hours, Friday says college students typically tackle projects related to climate change, food insecurity, and education.
This is helping them figure out what they want to do in life. We have students who now want to become teachers and help California deal with our teacher shortage.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.